Morrell to buy that.
All right, so this is the deal here. Esmeralda loves infomercials and as seen on TV products, and if we're up to her, she'd buy them all. So basically what we do is gather up a bunch of these products that are similar, and we describe them, talk about them, and then Vic and Dan and myself vote on whether we think Esmeralda would buy them, and then we find out. And I also want to thank the more than half of these were submitted by listeners. Esmeralda, like, it's
that's great.
It's so great. So, yeah. So, are we ready? Well, here we go. The Boom Touch. This is submitted by listener Wild Bill. No docks, no wires, no Bluetooth required. Was that supposed to rhyme? Was I supposed to sound like Dr. Seuss? Simply place your phone on the Boom Touch for amazing booming sound. The secret is magnetic field induction. It isolates and amplifies the sound when the device touches down. Thanks to revolutionary near-field audio tech, Boom Touch is compatible with any device that has an external speaker. Ridiculous lightweight and portable. Operated by 3 AA batteries and lasts for hours. However, a power adapter kit is available, allowing you to plug in and play without batteries. It comes in black, red, and blue. It costs $19.95. You buy one now, you get one free. The Boom Touch. Okay. Vic, let's start with you, man. What do you think? The Boom Touch.
Is this the size? Is that scale?
It looks like it.
It's barely larger than a phone, then.
Yeah.
Cell phone.
You know what it looks like? It looks like your cell phone is sitting on top of a flashlight.
It's very small. $19.
You get a free one.
I'm going to say yes.
You're saying yes.
Yes on this.
The Boom Touch. So Esmeralda can crank up the music on her phone. Listen to all the saga she wants. Dan?
That's funny considering what's happening later. So Esmeralda is the life of any party that she goes to.
Mm-hmm.
She'll need music for this barbecue that Vic may or may not be invited
to. Well, he's been staying on the back porch
happened
for 3 weeks now.
Happened right? Already.
By the way,
there's
they're knocking
video.
Down the porch. So watch out, Vic. You might fall.
That's in your hard hat.
Like, it's starting to, yeah, they're starting to knock it down.
What's really funny, the last two places I've lived, they've done that. They've knocked down all the porches. It's really weird.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared. I'm just going to open that.
No,
door.
They'll put wood all over your door frame so you can't walk out.
That's smart.
Yeah, because there was no. I live on the second floor, and you know, and and they put big pieces. It looks like Night of the Living Dead. What they do is they basically Night of the Living Dead your door frame. So if you open
cool.
your door and go, oh,
and forget,
yeah, you're going to fall and kill yourself. But it's fun. I'll tell you, having
remember
guys,
that Vic.
Having guys right outside your back door, you know, banging on stuff for 4 hours.
Night shift. Nightmare.
Oh, God. I just realized what I just said is going to be on the show tomorrow. I just realized
oh,
that. All right. Dan, what do you say?
I will vote yes for the name alone.
Yes for the name alone because it's called the Boom Touch. All right. Yeah, I think this would be like a nice outdoor thing. She can crank up the music on her phone and blast it. And it just needs some batteries. You can take it outside. Portable. All right, I'm going to agree with you guys. So Vic says yes. Dan says yes. And I say yes. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Yes.
Wow, look at that.
That thing looks neat. Yeah.
It does. Yeah. So that's a good start. Good start for the 3 goofballs. There. We only get one ding? The 3 of us. There it is. All right. Well, there it goes. We've just began. We're all tied. And when would Esmeralda and when would she buy it? I'm just going to say. All right. We got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. And then more of finding out if Esmeralda would buy the items or not. Oh, that's very sweet.
Thank you.
There you go. Fly Jam Bob. That was the third of his triple play request of the Beatles. Happy birthday live at the BBC from the Beatles. Pretty cool. All right, we are back, and we are in the middle of Would Esmeralda Buy That? So far, so good for Dan and Vic and myself. We are all tied at 1. Are we ready for the next item up for bids? Esmeralda, are you ready?
Yes.
Guys, ready?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. The Crummy Mini Vacuum. And Lake Geneva Dan gave this one to us. Hey, have a mess? There's no need to stress. What is it? Is it rhyming day today?
They know how to sell. Rhyme sell.
Just use the Crummy. The Crummy is a lightweight handheld mini vac. It features a powerful 12,000 RPM micro vortex motor. Works over a variety of surfaces, spills on the rug, messes on the table, crumbs in the car. Great for little messes. No need to bring out the bulky vacuum for the small stuff. Available in three styles, the Lucky Ladybug, the Tornado Turtle, or the Buzzing Bumblebee. The one that's pictured looks like the Tornado Turtle. Safe for little hands and great for teaching kids how to clean. With Crummy, it's love at first miss. It's $9.95. Buy one now, get one free. Boy, that's all over the place now. The Crummy. All right, Vic, what do you think? The Crummy.
I like the, well, we're not supposed to consider price, but still, how often can you hold 12,000 RPMs in your hand? I think she's a pretty tidy person. I think she would say yes to this.
You're saying yes to the Crummy mini vacuum. Okay, Dan, what do you say?
First off, I understand it's spelled C-R-U-M-B-Y, but do you want a product that's called Crummy?
Well, I should have pointed that out. It's Crummy as in crumbs that fall off of things that you have to clean up. Yeah.
Isn't it Crumby?
No.
Like Gumby?
No.
No, because you don't say, there's crumbs on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
That bread is making crumbs?
Be silent.
I didn't even think about it that way.
You know what? I'll check the video on that. I'm going to vote yes. I don't think she'll think it works, but for the kitsch value, like just on the off chance it might work.
Okay, you know what? I'm agreeing with you. Boy, this is not going to be an exciting game if we all vote the same way every time. I'm agreeing with you on this. I'm going to say she's going to get it because it'll help clean up little problems, and it's also good. It looks goofy. All right. Yes, from all three of us. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Yes.
Yeah.
The ladybug in particular.
You want the ladybug?
Yes.
Okay. The lucky
ladybug. I would actually, it would be very useful for Smokey's litter.
Oh, sure.
She gets it everywhere. We have a little dustbin, a little dustpan and a brush. It's the worst because you have to bend over and like get into the.
Yeah.
Two quick updates. It is indeed the Crumby.
It's the Crumby?
Gumby, I would think.
I thought it was Crummy because it was crumbs. It cleaned it up. He cleans up crumbs.
We turn to the As Seen on TV commercial.
Have kids, you have crumbs, spills, and even more crumbs. But a little mess is no need to stress because now there's Crumby, the cute little critters that vacuum away a mess without any stress.
It makes no sense at all.
That's stupid.
Oh, and now there's a kid.
I take my vote back. I'll take the loss of a point.
Well, because Crumby.
That's stupid.
That's his name.
I'm with you. No, I'm with you, Vic. That's stupid.
Makes no sense.
No, makes no sense at all.
I'm with Esmeralda. I think I actually would have withheld my hesitations if I knew it was Crumby.
Oh, man. Vic, what are we going to do with these people? All right. All right, well, we're still tied. Everybody is still tied. Let's move on here and... how about the Wonder Arms Resistant Armband System? Peter in Decatur submitted this. The Wonder Arms Resistant Armband System. How it works. Add a resistance band to your Wonder Arms. Place the arms of the Wonder Arms on your arms and then push and pull. Could they use the word arms more in one sentence? Its unique dynamic resistant movement targets and tones hard-to-reach areas. Burn calories while you work your triceps, biceps, shoulders. Perfect for all fitness levels from first-timers to serious athletes. Customize your workout. Use the bands to create varying levels of resistance. Smooth and comfortable. The gliding motion strengthens and tones with no joint strain. Comes with three bands, but order now and get three additional resistant power bands and workout and nutrition guide. It's $19.99 plus shipping and handling, the Wonder Arms Resistant Armband System. All right, Vic, you're up first. What do you think here?
I'm going to start off the nose for today. No on this one.
You going to say any particular reason?
I have a feeling that she doesn't go in for these, you know, exercise products. That a lot of them are cheap. And
yeah.
I just don't think she would go in for this one.
Okay. All right. All right, we got one no for the Wonder Arms. Dan?
I have to agree with Vic. I mean, I know she's appreciative of of strong arms, but I don't think this is the path she would go.
This is really going to be a boring game today because I agree with you guys. I'm saying no on this one because it just looks stupid. it just looks stupid. So that's three no's. This would be a bit, you know, what wouldn't change the game because we're all going to be tied regardless. The Wonder Arms, Esmeralda, we got three no's here. Would you buy that?
Au contraire. I love stupid fitness things.
Oh, no.
I would buy this.
Oh, no.
And it's got the bands so that you can change it up.
Okay.
And I can do this while I'm sitting.
All right.
Or I wouldn't use it at all because that's what I usually do. I buy something.
Yeah, buy it and then you hang clothes on it. That's what people do with the exercise stuff.
Yeah, I own a it's a yoga ring.
Uh-huh.
Never used it. Never used it. I'm still holding on in the hopes that I will.
At some point you will use your yoga ring right before you use your magic, you know, arms or whatever the hell it's called. My first ex-wife made me order the Ab Flex. Do you remember the Ab Flex?
Was that just it was the bar and then they had the pad?
No,
you would put your back.
No. The Ab, I think it was called the Ab Flex. It might have been called.
Oh, wait. Was it the one that it looks like this thing and you put it on your stomach?
Yes. And then you pull it towards you?
Mm-hmm.
It's got like two handles and you pull it towards you?
Yes. Okay.
Ridiculous.
Where is it now?
It's my first ex-wife, so it's long gone.
Oh, so she took that with her.
Well, I don't even know if she took it with her. I just don't remember where. I have no idea. I would, because I wasn't using it. She wanted it, and it just sat there. We put it in the closet, and I was like, I'm glad we bought that. That was very effective. So I don't know where it is. She lives in North Carolina now. Both my ex-wives have moved out of the state. I don't know what that says. But anyway. All right. Wow. All right. I was surprised by that. But we're still tied at two apiece, all three of us at two apiece. Would Esmeralda buy that? We break for the news and we come back more of Would Esmeralda Buy That? On WGN.
Saga?
Saga.
I know my saga.
You know your saga. That's what you're going to be listening to on your boomstick or whatever the hell it's called.
For sure.
Steve from Galesburg for my birthday, in honor of my birthday, requested Saga for Triple Play Thursday. And you knew that when I made the saga comment, Dan.
I did.
That happened before. So we've got the represented for my birthday, the Beatles and Saga.
Meeting of the Minds.
Meeting of the Minds. That's perfect for my birthday. And I thank you, everybody, for all the birthday greetings and everything. My Facebook page is going a little bit nutty right now. So thank you, guys. That's very sweet. 52 today. So... all right, we are in the middle of, would Esmeralda even attempt to go out and purchase that? New long version of it. That's a director's cut.
Right, yeah.
All right. Dan and myself and Vic, we're all tied at two apiece. So this is nice. So far, one of us has to make a move, guys.
I think this might be the one.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready? The Little Quitter, K-W-I-T-T-E-R, The Little Quitter Cat Toilet Training System, sent in by listener Paul, works in three simple steps using a series of colored training discs. Step one, the special white seat starts on the floor like a regular litter box. Then you place the seat on the toilet rim when the cat is ready. Step two, the amber training disc has a small hole in the center surrounded by litter. The cat stands on the litter while learning to balance. Your cat will experience relieving itself into the water for the first time. Step three, the green and final stage, uses the disc with the large hole. Your cat learns to go directly into the toilet while balancing on four paws on the seat. Fits all toilets, works for all cats. Takes most cats 8 weeks to master. Older cats may take longer, $50. The Little Quitter Cat Toilet Training System. The picture is fantastic, I have to say. All right, Vic, what do you say?
I don't even know if she has a cat. I should probably know this.
You should.
Now.
You should definitely know this, Vic.
I will say this: the Little Queer Cat. By the way, the T's are silent in this product.
Uh-huh.
Why don't we go with yes?
you're going to say yes. Even if you don't know whether or not she has a cat.
Yeah.
You've been a part of this team, this award-winning team now, for over a couple of years, right?
Yeah.
And, by the way, showed you a picture last week.
Well, I'm glad those coffee sessions work out so well for you guys.
I was writing the news at the time. I didn't know that was your cat.
She just carries around random cat pictures of random cats.
I mean, I do, but still, that was my cat.
Oh, man. All right. Well, you say yes. Vic says yes. Dan?
It's one thing I've learned from listening to pop-up video in the lobby while you guys are with Skip is that you always pay attention.
Yeah.
Because earlier she mentioned how much she hates the litter box.
Yes.
So originally I was going to say no, but now I will vote yes.
All right. Here's the thing. I'm making the move, guys. I'm making the move. Here's why I'm going to make the move. One, I think it's an interesting product. And how many people would love to eliminate, if you're a cat owner, how many people would love to eliminate the litter box? It's the one unpleasant thing about owning a cat. The one and only unpleasant thing about owning a cat. But here's why I'm going to say no. And I'm saying no because, in my opinion, it would be a waste of money because Smokey won't do it. That's my opinion. I think, you know, Esmeralda would like the product. I think, you know, that makes sense. But because it's Smokey, and I don't think Smokey would respond, I'm saying no. So Dan says yes. Vic says yes. I'm saying no. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Yes.
Oh!
Now, I would buy it because back in the Johnny B days...
Yeah! Pants down!
He had someone on who was... That we gave away a similar thing. It was called, and I found it was called the City Kitty.
Right.
And it's essentially that same thing of the things. And I'd gotten one, and I, for some reason, did not know how it went on the toilet. So I never used it.
Yeah.
And when I finally figured it out, I had already promised it to someone else. So I never got the chance to see if Smokey would use it. So now I'm like, oh.
But now, let me ask you a question, though. Is my logic, does that make sense? Because Smokey would be like, no.
Yeah. I don't know. She might be into it. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't ask her these questions. Do you really enjoy your litter box?
It's weird because from at this point forward, if it involves cats, I'm just saying automatically yes. that's it. I mean, I think you've said yes to every single cat-related product.
Probably.
I think you have. Probably. So that was a lesson that I've learned right now. Thank you. What was that, Vic?
Just about to say I haven't heard the horn. That's all.
All right. All right.
Continue.
All
right. Wow. Yeah. He's really.
Okay. I thought maybe Dan was giving you a break because it's your birthday. But
No. It's my birthday. No sad trombone for the birthday boy today. He got to hear Saga, for God's sake.
He's a special guy today. No trombone.
Who's the special little birthday boy with no trombone? All right. The Manet French Fry Easy Chair. The Manet French Fry Easy Chair. This thing looks ridiculous. The Manet gives you the feeling of a soft embrace with the maximum freedom of movement. On Manet, as on a meadow, you are free both to lay or sit. No matter how you sit or lay, you are supported by the soft stems of the chair. Stems come in 24 colors and are made from 100% polyester, easily removable and washable. The holder box is a soft vinyl fabric and antimicrobial providing durable hygienic freshness. It's $1,700. So basically, if you need a description of this, it's an easy chair that looks like a box of French fries with French fries sticking out,
like short French fries.
Right. The Manet. I'm concerned about this person's haircut in the picture.
She modeled it after the French fry chair.
And shirt. I'm not sure about this woman's hair or wardrobe.
She's
right.
reading Bauhaus. Yeah.
they wrote Bauhaus wrote books? I wasn't aware.
Well, no, you know, the school of Bauhaus.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant the band.
No, Bauhaus architecture.
Yeah, I thought you meant the band because her haircut indicates that she might listen
probably,
to Bauhaus.
She's probably listening to Bauhaus
right, exactly.
while reading a book on Bauhaus.
Okay, fine. There you go. All right. In the newsroom, Vic, the Manet, what do you say?
Okay, price aside, because we're not supposed to consider price.
Right.
Of course.
I've seen this, and it's not the most, it's not very pleasing to the eye, but I think she would buy this.
Okay.
This is a good product.
Okay.
Vic Vaughn approved.
We mock what we do not understand.
All right. All right, so we got one yes. We got one yes.
I wonder how Esmeralda's potential cat would feel about it.
Yeah. Manet, what do you say?
You know, Esmeralda does enjoy a good lounge. And I had a similar rule to your cat rule in place for a very long time, that if it's a chair, I vote yes.
Yeah. Then she confounded you again.
Yeah, I'm going to vote no. I think she would like it, but I think she likes a good armrest, and this does not offer that.
Okay.
So I'm going to vote no.
All right, I'm going to agree with Dan on this. So Dan could take a commanding lead if this is the case, but I'm saying no. And I'm saying no, one, it's stupid. Two, it's made of polyester. And that doesn't sound very appealing to me, even if you can remove the fries and wash them. So Dan says no, I say no. Vic says yes. Would Esmeralda buy that, Esmeralda?
No.
All right.
No, I do. I do like a cozy armchair.
Yeah. That doesn't look cozy at all.
No, it's... I don't like that it doesn't have a back.
Yeah.
And I would like to, if I want to sit up.
And it also just looks stupid.
It kind of looks, yeah, I was looking at pictures online and then the various ways.
Yeah.
So they kind of, the fries, you kind of settle into the fries. Like you're
so
in,
stupid.
Like, tall grass. Like you just settle into the grass.
Oh, no.
So then it kind of surrounds.
But it said, it describes it as being on a meadow.
Right.
Yeah, with a bad haircut
meadow.
While listening to
Bauhaus.
All right, Dan is in the lead, everybody. Dan Chagru with four. And Vic and I are tied with three apiece.
That's not really a commanding lead. That's one point for the. You said commanding lead,
right? It's not really a commanding lead, but he's ahead of us by one, Vic. So let's do something about that, man. All right, we got a break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll have more. Would Esmeralda buy that? Steve knows his saga. That's all I'm saying. He picked the Flyer, which is one of the best songs ever. Steve from Galesburg requested Saga for a Triple Play Thursday.
Yeah!
Because it's my birthday today, and, you know, he requested Saga, and it's a very nice little birthday gift.
No birthdays.
Complete without Saga.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm glad that it's very early in my birthday where I get to cover Saga already.
Yeah.
The Saga quotient of my birthday has been covered.
They're going to, later, they'll come like one of those birthday grams.
Yeah, they're going to show up at my door, my apartment, and go, how you doing? We just drove in from Canada.
We're Saga.
We didn't have anything else to do. So we came here for your birthday. They'll sing in my hallway, and all my neighbors will go, why is Saga in the hallway?
Right. And then they get a broom. Like, get, Saga. Get out of here.
What do I live in, the Apollo? What?
Oh, I was thinking more because they would think they're pests.
Oh, because you know what, night at the Apollo... They bring out the clown with the broom to get him off the stage. Yeah, it's a broom.
Okay.
He sweeps him off the stage. Get off the stage. Yeah. Thought for a second you thought I lived at the Apollo. I was like, what? All right, we're back. Yeah, we're back. It is Esmeralda. Would she even attempt? Would Esmeralda buy that? Dan is in the lead. And I want to point out before Vic gets all... grumpy again. It's not a commanding lead. I just wanted to point that out.
Is that a retraction?
It's a one-point lead.
It's Dan with four and myself and Vic tied with three. All right, are we ready for our next item that's up for bids?
Mm-hmm.
The LifeWit Cookware Rack, a height-adjustable pot and pan organizer. Adjustable tiers and customizable... Adjustable tiers, T-I-E-R-S, not... It's so bad you cry. adjustable tiers and customizable layouts. Unlike traditional racks, the LifeWit cookware rack features five height-adjustable shelves, can hold a pan, pot, saucepan, or griddles of different sizes. Great storage solution, perfect for places with little cabinet space. Allows easy to access each pan. User-friendly design. It's a reinforced metal structure, so it will not break. And a slight slant to the shelves prevents the pans from creeping down. Padded with fan with plastic feet protectors to prevent scratches to the counter and to keep the rack in place. It's easy to assemble. The LifeWick cookware rack package comes with all hardware needed. No extra tools required. Quick installation into 1 to 2 minutes, and the cost is $25. The LifeWick cookware rack. Vic.
I'm looking at the picture. I'm not sure what this really accomplishes, but...
I'm
a one pot, one pan type of guy. I don't really have all this. I don't really know what it is. No.
Vic is confused by the product.
It's a.
I don't know. I have no idea what it is, so I'm going to say no.
That's what I would do you in would the store. I would just look at it and say, what is that? No. I'm going to say, this is hard going first, by the way.
All right. So, Dan, are you all right? Are you okay in there?
I love Vic Vaughn.
I do too, man.
Oh, my God. I'm going to vote no. I'm going to vote no because she moved into a place that has cabinets. If we were still in the old apartment, I think she would vote yes, but new apartment, no.
All right. So, you're both saying no. And, yeah, man, this is tough. This is tough because she's talked about the – well, here's the other thing. She's got a lot of cabinet space, but she can't reach it. if I was listening. You know what? Screw it. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to make another move. Dan says no. Vic says no. I say yes, despite the fact that the new place that she lives in has enough counter space and enough cabinet space. But I'm going to say yes. So, Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Yes.
Oh! Wow, good.
Because it separates the pans. Right now, I have them one on top of each other.
Right, they're all in.
You got to lift up three of them and try to pull out the other one, and then...
You could actually put this in a cabinet.
Right.
So
I'm actually going to save this one
because
I'm going to look for
it. I like it. I think it's cool. Wow, that was a good move on my part.
Vic, I'll have to, when you come over for my barbecue, and or when you come...
You're gonna have to sleep on the porch. You're gonna have to explain. No, you have to explain the item to him
because
he seems very confused by the item.
By the way, I love that this is now just like you have to listen to me when I talk all the time.
it just proves who's listening and who isn't. All right, here we go. The next one. Are we ready? I've got four. Dan's got four, and Vic has three. So Dan, we're tied, man. Here we go. The Nake Fit stick-on shoes. The Nake Fit stick-on shoes offer the benefits of going barefoot without the danger of the bottom to the bottom of your feet. These hypoallergenic adhesive pads stick on, stay firmly in place, and peel off of your foot easily. Using them everywhere, including on the street, it's resistant to all pavement and will not be cut by sharp objects. On the beach, walk on hot sand without thinking. At the pool, waterproof. Make sure that you won't slip. At the spas, forego the flip-flops. At the park, be free to walk everywhere. These items are disposable but will last approximately 24 hours. The cost is $66 for a 10-pack, but there's a Kickstarter underway for funding. And you have to take a look at this item. The Nake Fit stick-on shoes. They just stick on the bottom of your foot so you can walk around in what appears to be barefoot, but not. Okay, Vic, what do you say?
No.
Okay. All right. Dan?
I am struggling with this one because she loves to be barefoot. That cost me a Wood Esmeralda to buy that last year.
Yeah.
But this is a little too weird. I vote no.
I am also absolutely... voting no on this. This is stupid. Because, you know, there's so many times when Esmeralda wants to walk around barefoot in the middle of the street, like in downtown Chicago. You know, I wish I had something that I could stick on the bottom of my feet so I could walk through an alley in Old Town. So that's three no's, and I will be genuinely surprised if Esmeralda says yes. Esmeralda, would you buy the stick-on shoes?
No.
Of course not.
No, they're weird. And actually, just today, I saw a girl walking down Lawrence with no shoes on.
What do you...
But I think she's mumbling to herself, too.
Well, that's...
But she didn't seem like she was homeless or crazy. She just kind of looked like she was in a rush. But I'm like, what happened to your shoes?
You know, she was...
She wasn't even holding them.
She got very confused by that pot-holding item. And at the store. She couldn't figure it out. Vic couldn't explain it to her.
Yeah.
So she just walked out into the street barefoot.
Just walking barefoot. Yeah, no, these are on par with those shoes that mold to your feet, or they look like feet.
Yeah, they're ridiculous.
Ugh, gross.
It's ridiculous.
Weird.
I mean, and how does it form to your foot?
I mean, that adhesive, I don't trust.
No, I'm just saying size-wise. I mean, your foot, you know.
Oh, I bet you they come, it's like.
And you got to cut around.
Yeah, you probably got to cut.
Like those
it.
Dr. Scholl's things that you stick in. Yeah, okay.
I don't believe that it stays firmly in place, but it peels off easily.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're done. We don't have time for the last one, which is an 8.5-foot-tall garden gnome.
Man, I could have come back on that one.
You could have come. It costs almost $2,300, but free shipping. For an eight and a foot half. Well, we ended in a tie. Dan, you did very well, man. This is
making up for lost time.
Absolutely. So it was 5 for me, 5 for Dan, 4 for Vic.
Brilliance on Dan's part today. The armrest thing, that was brilliance displayed there.
Andy remembered I had a cat.
You just, yeah.
Right.